tonight and bidding lost souls to come to him tonight and be saved. And we know that the door of the day of grace is closing, fast closing. And so we do plead for those that are still in their sin, having never come as a guilty lost sinner before a holy God. Oh, we cry to thee that if there's anyone here tonight that is still not saved, that they might decide for Christ tonight and have that anchor, and that anchor that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We just turn upon thee now for a blessing as we open our precious word, giving thee the thanksgiving of our hearts, Lord Jesus, in thy precious and worthy name.
Amen.
I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1. I love this verse. I love it. It's beautiful. What does it say here? When the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark. Why did he say that? Because there was a flood coming upon this world. Many years ago, this happened. And there was an invitation there that day to come. You know, the very first, it says come. I believe that that's one of God's favorite words, come. An invitation, and come. And I ask you tonight, have you come? Have you come as a guilty, lost sinner? I'm thinking that as I take up this verse here, I'd like to preach the gospel on current events. Now, what has happened in the last couple of weeks? Irene, and you know, as you heard, watched the storm progressing, coming up the coast, and the ravages that it produced in, along the coastline, and many, many floods, many people were taken out of their homes, and I was thinking too that over the radio, they were warning people, get out. Get out, because there is a flood coming. And sure enough, it came. And what a terrible destruction happened to many homes along the coastline. And I'm reminded, too, that there is another flood coming. Another flood of God's judgment coming upon this world. I'm so happy to see that there was just a mass exodus out of on the freeways going out of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. Get out! And many people were saved. But you know, there were some that stayed behind. That's not going to hurt me. And you know, it'd be a terrible thing to be left behind. Left behind for the judgment of God. And so here's this invitation. It's in Noah's time. And it says, come thou and all thy house in the ark. I like that because, you know, in many of the conferences we go to, there's families, a lot of families, a lot of children sitting beside their parents. Families. And God is interested in families, and he wants families saved. And I've seen this over and over again whereby God has saved one person in a family, and it's gone right through the whole family. Come thou and all thy house into the ark. What about Noah's time? There it was. Noah was building this ark, and 400 years building this ark, and there were those that probably came by and say, Noah, what are you doing? And he would tell them about a flood that was coming. A flood. And I would say there was a lot of them that would just scoff at and say, no, that's not going to happen. It's never rained before. But you know, one day that flood came, and if we look farther on down in verse 16, it says this, and they went in, male and female of all flesh, and God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The door was shut. The door was shut. And you know, one day God is going to close the door of the day of grace. And so it's so important that this message tonight is for anyone here that is still not saved. This is something that I've done in the last number of gospel meetings I've taken, and I'm going to do it again. And I trust that you'll pardon me, but this advertisement came as an advertisement to come in and buy a car. And I thought it was so perfect for a gospel meeting that I showed it about the last four or five gospel meetings I've taken. And that is this. It says, time is running out. Time is running out. Come in. Time is running out for this world. You know, if the Lord Jesus were to come tonight and you weren't saved, you'd be eternally lost forever. A lot of people will say, well, you'll get a second chance. No. God will send you a strong delusion and that you'll get to believe a lie. But still, God, in his long-suffering mercy, is lingering over this world and longing for souls to come to him. Can I tell this story again? I told it so many times, I don't know. But in Nigeria, we were preaching the gospel in a prison. And we got into this prison, and the last house that we went into was a cement house. And in that house, there were six prisoners behind iron bars. The stink of kerosene being there. No light, no candles. And I had a burly job telling them about the Lord Jesus. And the one special verse that I quoted was, and this is a very important verse for you tonight, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? You have to answer that question. What shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? Have you answered him? You cannot take a neutral ground in the things of God. It's impossible. You'll have to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior of sinners. And he can save you. What happened to those men in that prison? They were taken out later on and shot. They were executed. And you know, to my mind, it was so beautiful to think of how God gave them one more chance to be saved. Think of that. And so tonight we say this, that God is giving you one more chance to be saved. Would you like to be saved tonight? I love this, you know, we have this little disc at home and it's only about 10 minutes long. And maybe you've heard it. If you haven't, you've got to hear it. And it's about this little white-haired man who lived in Sydney, Australia on George Street. And he would pop out of the doorway, and he'd come up to a person and he said, he'd give him a gospel tract and he says, "Sir, are you saved? If you die tonight, will you go to heaven?" And he did that. And he did that for many years. And through that man, there was blessed to hundreds of souls got saved through that dear man. He didn't know about it. And he just came out and he said, "Sir, are you saved? If you die tonight, would you go to heaven?" And there is the question for you tonight. If you die tonight, would you go to heaven? And it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. You know, the Lord Jesus has made full provision. Full provision. He went to the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago because he saw you and I in our wretched condition as guilty lost sinners. Guilty. 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 Unable to save ourselves, without hope and without God in the world. And yet he went to that cross to die for the likes of me. And there, in those dark hours of Calvary's cross, he bore my sins in his own body on the tree. Do you know that you've sinned against God? And those sins have separated you from a holy God. God cannot have sin in his presence. He is a holy God. God is of pure eyes than to behold iniquity. He cannot look upon sin. And so, how wonderful it is that he's provided a way whereby we can be in his presence. Whereby we can spend an eternity with him. Whereby we can hear that shout that will take us to be with him. You know, it says in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Do you know the voice of the shepherd? Do you know his voice? You know, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you'll never hear the shout. No, you won't. You won't hear the shout. Everybody will be gone, left behind for the judgment of God. And so how important it is that, and I say this again, time is running out for this world. And I believe that we're just about home. I believe we are. Just about home. How wonderful does the prospect that is for you and I that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and know him as Lord and Savior of our life. And so here in Noah's day, there was this flood that came. And you know, it says only 8 souls were saved. Only 8 souls were saved. When the Titanic sank back in 1919, there were thousands of souls that went to a watery grave. But the Carpathia came along a little after the boat went down and picked up the survivors. I forget how many there were that the Carpathia picked up and brought them into New York Harbor. And there were loved ones there, and they were looking to see if one of their loved ones was saved. If one of their loved ones were saved, and counting the people that came by and looking eagerly. And you know, we're looking tonight to you children that are sitting in your seat beside you, your mother and father. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? All those souls came off the Carpathia. And then a man shouted, "That's all. That's all. That's all." What a solemn thing to see the door of the day of grace close, and forever too late, too late. As the song says, too late will be the cry, Jesus of Nazareth has passed by. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until God, until the flood took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. I was downtown on, I think it was Thursday, downtown Atlanta. And as my custom is giving out tracts down there. I've given out thousands down there. And I came across a man in Woodruff Park. And this man was sitting there. And I've seen what a recluse or a down-and-outer, a homeless person looks like, because there's many of them in downtown Vancouver where I go. This man taught them all. I have never seen the likes of a man like this. To describe it, it would be, I just couldn't do it. He was an awful looking man. And he was just sitting there. And I came by and I said, sir, here's something for you. What his reaction? He said to me, go away, go away. And he was yelling at me, go away. Think of the heart of God and a person hearing the gospel or a person getting the gospel tract and they're saying, go away, don't bother me, I don't want that. Are you saying that? Maybe you're saying, well, I'll wait till I'm a little older, you see. Maybe when I'm about 6, 7, or 8, that's the time to come. No, he says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of... behold, now is the day of salvation. Sometimes you have a blank. Wonderful. Have you come tonight? Let's go to... the Song of Solomon. Chapter 8. Verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement thing. Many waters could not quench love, nor floods drown it. I'm talking about my Savior, the Lord Jesus, when he was up there on that cross. In those 3 hours of darkness, many waters could not quench love. To think that the Lord Jesus Christ in those dark hours was thinking of you. His love for you, it could not be quenched because he didn't want to send you a lost eternity. He wanted to save you and take you to his wonderful home in heaven. What a
God, what a Savior. Do you really know this person? Think of him there on that cross, forsaken of a holy, righteous, sin-hating God. Darkness. What he went through there, you know what he did?